This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Nearly 200 million Americans are now fully vaccinated, and that's giving many confidence that they can travel safely this year to visit family and friends. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels. AAA predicts that 48.3 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday period. That's an increase of nearly 4 million from last year, despite sharply higher gasoline prices. More than 2.2 million travelers streamed through airport checkpoints last Friday, the busiest day since the pandemic devastated travel early last year.
And this morning, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade returns the way you remember it. Balloons, clowns, marching bands, Santa Claus, and spectators. They were banned from the parade last year because of the pandemic. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are pumped up to see the balloons pumped up. This is really one of the very best things that happens all year in New York City.
Shoppers are returning to stores and splurging on all kinds of things. But listen to this. You may well pay up to 17% more for toys, clothing, TVs, and other things on Black Friday this year compared with last year. That's according to Allianz Research. Ahmaud Arbery's mother says though three white men have been convicted of murdering her son as he ran in their Georgia neighborhood, the trial victory is bittersweet.
I often think about that days ago, that when we got justice for Ahmaud, there would be a victory, but at the same time, Ahmaud will not be returning home. Ahmaud is gone forever.
Wanda Cooper-Jones spoke to the AP. This is AP News. At least 27 migrants have died after their boat sank as they tried to cross the English Channel.
A French maritime rescuer says it was very shocking to recover the bodies of migrants who drowned after their boat sank. Charles Devaux, a regional manager for the SNSM Lifeboat Association, says his crew recovered six bodies from the water, including a pregnant woman. Both countries cooperate to stem migration across the channel, but also accuse each other of not doing enough. And the issue is often used by politicians on both sides pushing an anti-migration agenda. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, the number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped last week to the lowest level in more than a half century. It's another sign the job market's rebounding from the COVID recession. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.